Lalita Bhattava, Act 6, The Attainment of Lalita. Uddhava enters. Uddhava speaks, even though Indra and the other demigods pray to him to become unafraid of the demons, still Krishna builds a fort in the sea out of fear of insignificant Jarasandha. And even though his great intelligence has masterminded the entire creation, still Krishna approaches me for advice. Who can understand the transcendental pastimes of inscrutable Lord Krishna? Reflecting, he says, "Ah, now I am very anxious at heart to see Devarshi Narada." Turning to the sky, he says, "What do you say? Lord Narada is in the Sudharma assembly house. Very well, I will go there." He walks there. Ah, here is Lord Narada. Narada Muni enters and says, "To taste the waves of ever-fresh bliss in Lord Krishna's heart, in the world there are many kinds of devotional love. Let us glorify the greatness of the love in the gopis' hearts. Even Lord Krishna, the controller of everyone's senses, does not have the power to understand their love." Looking ahead, he becomes very blissful and says, "Here is famous Uddhava. His body decorated with tilak, his shoulders with the chakra and other signs, his neck with incomparable tulsi beads, and his head and body with Krishna prasad. He is like a flooding stream of pure devotion for the Lord." Uddhava speaks, "Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances." Narada Muni, greeting him with an auspicious benediction, says, "O King of Counselors, why do you look so dejected?" Uddhava replies, "Lord, because I offended Krishna's lotus feet." Narada says, "You are a desert where the seed of offenses can never sprout. Even if by destiny some offense sprouts there, Krishna will never take it seriously." Uddhava speaks, "Lord, my rashness forced Krishna deep in a dangerous forest." Narada asks, "What did you do?" Uddhava speaks, "On behalf of Lord Krishna, I made a request to insignificant King Satrajit." Narada asks, "What was your request?" Uddhava replies, "I asked that he give both his jewel-like daughter and the Shaimantaka gem to Lord Krishna." Narada, speaking aside, says, "Wonderful, wonderful. This rashness will now fulfill the desires of the other gopis." Openly, he says, "Then your request went in vain?" Uddhava replied, "He agreed. But still, a great calamity occurred." Narada Muni states, "Even though he did not deny the request, still Satrajit was offensive to Lord Krishna. When a person with a pure heart follows the instructions of the great devotees in this world, he attains a host of good qualities, although a person with a sinful heart will not at once attain the same result. If a doe-eyed young girl sprinkles a pakula tree with nectar from her mouth, the tree will immediately sprout many new buds. What will happen if she sprinkles an Atarushaka plant? No new buds will sprout. Even though Satrajit followed Lord Krishna's order, he remained an offender." Note, when a bakula tree is sprinkled with nectar from the mouth of a young girl, the tree immediately sprouts many new buds. Uddhava speaks, "Because although he gave his jewel-like daughter to the infallible personality of Godhead, he declined to give the Shamantaka jewel. Thus Satrajit destroyed both his brother Prasena and his own good reputation." Narada Muni says, "I heard Prasena died while hunting." Uddhava said, "Yes, it is true." Narada said, "Then Krishna went to find Prasena." Uddhava said, "I sinned against Lord Krishna, who is the enemy of Chanura, and whose transcendental pastimes are like a brilliant sun that chases away the darkness of ignorance in this world. I am very unhappy. I beg you, bless me and relieve me of my sin." Narada says, "O bumblebee drinking nectar at the flower of devotional service to lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, even the devotee's reckless activities are a source of pleasure for the Lord. If this is true for the devotees in general, then how much more true is it for you, who are so dear to the Lord? Today will be a great festival. You will have an auspicious opportunity to see the Lord's extraordinary and wonderful Vrindavan pastimes." Uddhava says, "Lord, you know better. Why do you uselessly tease me in this way? Lord Krishna is now wounded by many arrows of grief. How is it possible for him to return to Vrindavan? Narda asks, what is the cause of this arrow of grief? Uddhava states, the younger girl. His voice becomes choked in the middle of these words, and he is unable to continue speaking. Note, of the two sisters, Radha and Chandravali, Radha is the younger. Narda, laughing, says, if a person who has the power to see cannot see the glittering ring on his finger, so thinks it lost and laments for it, then what can we do to help him? Uddhava, with wonder and bliss, says, Lord, the blossoming vine of your words agitates the bumblebee of my mind. Tell me openly, is the younger goddess still alive? Narda says, alive? What are you saying? At this moment she decorates the city of Dwarka. Uddhava, his hair standing in ecstasy, asks, how did she get there? Narda replies, to his friend, childless Satrajit, who, praying for undying wealth and the best child, worshipped him with all his heart, the sun god gave two gifts, the jewel of the invincible Sankachuda demon, and the younger girl, Sri Radha, who is now known by the name Satyabhama. The sun god affectionately said to Satrajit, following Narda's direction, give this very beautiful girl in marriage to the most exalted famous husband. In this way, you will become supremely famous in the world. Worship this Shyamandaka jewel, and it will give you 8 bharas of gold every day. Uddhava asks, how did the sun god get this jewel? Narda replies, when Radha entered the sun planet, she gave it to him as if it were a handful of flowers. Uddhava asks, why did Radha go to the sun planet? Narda replies, the sun god said to his daughter, the Jamuna River, oh daughter, because she could no longer see Lord Krishna, your friend Radha has given up her body at sunset. Bring her to me at once. Obeying her father's orders, the Yamuna brought the grieving Radha to the sun planet. Uddhava asks, what is the news of Vishakha? Narda replies, desiring to establish a relationship with Lord Krishna, the sun god sent his daughter, Yamaraja's younger sister, the Yamuna River, to Gokula, where she became known as Vishakha. Uddhava states, Yamaraja's mother, Samgya, must have become very affectionate to Vishakha's friend, Radha. Narda replies, yes, it was by Samgya's request that her father, Vishvakarma, the best of architects, constructed Nava Vrindavana Dwarka. She said to him, O architect that decorates the worlds, so the stream of Sri Sri Radhakrishna's sweetness may flow there, please build in Dwarka another Vrindavan splendid with Bandira trees, filled with many trees and vines, with the Yamuna nearby, and decorated with the beauty of Govardhan Hill. Uddhava asks, why did Vishvakarma's daughter make that request? Narda replies, Radha asked her. Uddhava asks, what did she say? Narda replies, she said, alas, alas, sinful, wretched fate violently took me far from Vrindavan, where I would have satisfied my heart by seeing the places where Krishna, the crowning garland of the gopas, enjoyed pastimes. Uddhava says, O Radha, fortunately the sun god whose eyes gaze at all the three worlds has protected us. O Radha, would your painful life have continued by building a sturdy bridge of hopes to carry you across the ocean of Vrindavan filled with the deep and eternally increasing waters of Lord Krishna's pastimes? Then, Narada Muni replies, then Sani's mother Chaya slowly said, O Radha, O newly blossoming lotus-faced girl who fills the three worlds with transcendental bliss, do not be unhappy. Your beloved Lord, who is the object of the saintly devotee's meditation, eternally resides in this sun planet. Uddhava asks, did Vishakha not answer? Narda says, why should she not answer? She laughed and said, O Mother Suvarna, please listen and I will tell you something. Once Lord Sri Krishna manifested himself as Narayan with 4 victorious hands and a very beautiful form. When the gopis saw this exalted form, however, their ecstatic feelings abated. A learned scholar, therefore, cannot understand the gopis' ecstatic feelings, which are firmly centered upon the original form of Lord Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The wonderful feelings of the gopis and ecstatic Padma Rasa with Krishna constitute the greatest mystery of spiritual life. Uddhava said, "Did your lordship say anything to instruct Satyajit?" Narda says, "Yes, I said to him, a lion will kill Prasena and take away the Shamantaka jewel. Jambavan, the king of the Bhalukas, will then defeat the powerful lion. Eventually, the supremely independent Lord Krishna will take your valuable jewel. Oh, Satyajit, you are sinful. You will drown in an ocean of suffering." Uddhava asks, Then? Narda replies, "Then Satyajit said, a person burning in a fire can be saved by the intervention of the fire god Agni. In the same way, although I have offended Lord Krishna, I will be saved by taking shelter of Lord Krishna." Uddhava asks, "What did your lordship say then?" Narda replies, "I said to him, as long as the all-powerful Lord Krishna, whose words are like a lion's roar, and who is crowned supreme monarch by Lord Shiva and all the demigods, does not come, O crooked-hearted Satyajit, then carefully keep your long-suffering daughter Satyabhama in the palace." Then he sent his mother to take Radha into the palace's inner apartments. Uddhava blissfully says, "O ocean of mercy, with the nectar medicine of these words, you have completely cured the fever of my anxiety." Narda says, "Deeply wounded by the javelin of grief, Purnamasi went to Gokula, where she could not relish hearing this good news." Uddhava asks, "Without her, who will take care of young Radha?" Narda replies, "I think there is a girl student of Vishwakarma who can do that." Uddhava asks, "Who is that very qualified girl?" Narda replies, "She is famous Navavrinda, expert in the science of gardening. She makes gardens where the flowers bloom eternally regardless of season. She lives in Dwarka." Uddhava asks, "Does this goddess of the forest know the truth about Radha?" Narda replies, "Yes, Navavrinda is the perfect name for her. The sun god's wife, Sangya, was very kind to her and told her all about Radha." Uddhava asks, "What did she say?" Narda replies, "She said, the gopis in Vrindavan are all very dear to Krishna, the first bloom of the flower of wonderful pastimes even the goddess of fortune cannot attain. Radha, who is the best of the gopis, now stays in Dwarka on the earth planet. O goddess, go there and serve her, for service to her is all auspicious." Uddhava, with tears in his eyes, says, "Lord, when these young gopis enter my memory, my thoughts burn with pain." Narda replies, "Don't be unhappy. When the demigoddess Kamadevi saw the condition of the gopis in separation from Krishna, she arranged that the demon Nataka would kidnap them all. The gopis now stay with Kamadevi in the valley of the Manigiri mountain. They worship her with incense and other articles, and she, pleased with their exalted worship, reassures them with sweet words." Uddhava, with bliss, says, "Lord, look, look! Satyajit's mother now follows in a covered palanquin into the palace." Narda says, "Come, let us go to the Siddharma assembly house and wait for Lord Krishna." They both exit.